My topic is again on flower crop that is very popular in the world. The queen of flowers, the roses, it's about roses. Enhancing waste life of rose flowers, the cultivar was cardinal. So the whole of my study is discussed in this short brief summary. So that lab study was conducted to determine the effect of different doses of certain preservative solutions. They are sucrose and other chemicals like copper sulfate, carnitine, on cut rose flowers. The variety is cardinal. There were 12 treatments in my studies replicated by 3 times. Data regarding waste life, dry weight, solution uptake, and percent petal drop was collected and analyzed. So CRD was the design with factorial arrangement of flowers and interpreted according to LST test. So cut rose flowers were obtained from commercial growers. That was from Kalashakaku. I will tell in my methodology. And treatment was done with copper sulfate at concentrations of 200, 300 and 400 ppm, carnitine 25, 50 and 75 milligram per liter. Sucrose at 2, 4 and 6%, weight by volume, and mixed solutions of copper sulfate, carnitine with 3 concentrations. Copper sulfate was mixed with carnitine 200 ppm copper sulfate and 25 milligram per liter the carnitine. Copper sulfate, carnitine and so on, the other treatments. So after giving the treatment, the cut roses were kept at 25 degrees centigrade under natural ventilation and light conditions. So results indicated that 6% sucrose treatment significantly increased the waste life among all other treatments and improved the post-harvest visual quality of this cultivar by retaining the leaves' freshness. So roses are no doubt, they are called as the queen of flowers. They are widely grown as ornamental garden plant. Roses have been associated with human feelings as well since immemorial. They have contributed in human life due to their social, cultural and economic life. They are known to their vibrant colors and cosmetic qualities as they are much praised. So, rose today has special importance in world market. There is little information about its waste life maintenance or its quality maintenance after cutting the flowers. There are a lot of efforts for innovation of various methods from decades up to now for increasing waste life and quality of them after cultivation. Carbohydrates are the major source for feeding of flowers and providing required energy for biochemical and biophysical activity of flowers after separation of major . So in methodology, so I collected flowers harvested at fully open stage from a research station that was mentioned by my co-worker also. At Kalashakaku is a research station at Lahore, which was established to research in floriculture, recently established. So STEMS was were washed with distilled water, and then following doses of certain chemicals, sucrose, copper sulfate, and carnitine were applied to the flowers at 25 degrees centigrade. So this is a chart for different treatments from control, sucrose 2%, 4%, 6%, copper sulfate 200, 300, and 400 ppm, carnitines 25 ppm per liter, 50, and 75 ppm per liter. So there were other treatments which were combination of two chemicals, so copper sulfate and carnitines, 200 ppm copper sulfate plus 25 gram per liter carnitine, and so 300 copper sulfate and 50 per liter carnitine, 475 carnitine, 400 copper sulfate and 75 gram per liter carnitine ppm, sorry. So this is a chart which is showing that the treatment 3 and 4 are the major treatments among chemicals which give the best results. Treatment 3 is 6% sucrose, which give maximum good results. So results indicated that among chemicals, the longest vase life was achieved by T3, that was 6% sucrose. And treatment 4, copper sulfate, which was applied at the rate of 200 ppm. And same, the trend was about treatment 6, 7, which gave maximum vase lives. So the vase life solution uptake rate was also calculated for different treatments. More solution uptake observed in all chemical treatments on day 1 and day 2, but it was decreased after then. Although there was not a significant difference between solution uptake in different treatments generally, solution uptake was higher in control flowers throughout the experiment. So petal burning was also observed, that was highest in control than the chemical treatments. Lowest petal burning was observed in treatment 7. Flower dry weight and flower fresh weights were also calculated. So results showed that highest dry weight was observed in treatment 7, and the lowest dry weight was observed in treatment 9. So as a conclusion, I studied in this experiment, the study showed that the sucrose treatment among chemicals significantly increased vase life among all other treatments and improved vase life of rose cultivar cardinal. So it is suggested and recommended that the sucrose may be used to increase the vase life of roses. It will be very beneficial on commercial basis. Thank you very much.